Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague, Michael Vlahos Germanicus, about what appears to be underway, a transformation of the contest between NATO and the Russian forces over Ukraine into a contest of the U.S. versus Russia, similar to the first Cold War. At the center of this is the personality, character, representation, icon of Vladimir Putin. Is he being transformed into the villain that must be removed? Are we looking at the launch of a new Cold War, Washington versus Putin? Michael Vlahos asks these questions. We don't have answers at this point. We're observing. The first Cold War started between, the theory is, Nick Bunker, a new book, In the Shadow of Fear, between Labor Day 1949 and the North Korean assault on South Korea, late June 1950. In that period, McCarthy, Walter Reuther, the Steel Strike, Truman, Dean Acheson at State, Lewis Johnson at the DOD, a $9 billion defense budget because Truman wanted to devote the resources of the U.S. just out of a recession into the Fair Deal, into social services, not into armament. However, all that changed in that course of the fall of 49 to the spring, summer of 1950, and the Cold War was launched. Fear of the Soviet monster, fear of communism, fear of socialism. Is that happening again? Are we watching this transformation of the globe into two camps determined to better the other, whatever it takes, including atomic weapons? That's what happened in 1950. Is this happening again? Michael Vlahos has thoughts.
Previous narrative to serve as a changeling. Would you go back to Vietnam? Would you go back to the invasion of Iraq, the failure in Afghanistan, all the hundreds of thousands who've died in our failed wars? So it's harder to construct a narrative that depends on swapping out one evil guy, whether it's Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden, with another. And in fact, today, the only available evil man is Putin. And so even though he in no way resembles Stalin, he's what we have. And therefore, most of the energy of the imperial court has been focused on pumping Putin for all he's worth, to make him, as it is in Manichaean theology, the demiurge, you know, the dark force, Sauron. And it has succeeded, at least among the elite. There is total commitment to the idea that that Putin is worse than Hitler or Stalin. And yet, I don't think Americans are buying it because there's been too much overselling and too many failures in the past 20 years, or even going back to Vietnam 50 years.
More of this later. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.